All right, this week's episode of Magnify, we have Elder Reyes of RE Tech. Was it RE Tech Digital or RE Tech Coach?
It's RE Digital.
RE Digital, yeah. I apologize. I know you have one company that kind of merged into a big conglomerate now, right?
Yes, of course,
Yeah, Elder, thanks for joining us. Elder is like a marketing guru. I love all your content online on YouTube. I know you've got a lot of wisdom to impart today. I'll let you kind of introduce yourself, as I obviously just did a hatchet job just now. So we'll let you get into what you do, the history in the business. I know you've worked with thousands and thousands of agents, right?
Right. So, yeah. So like you were saying, the company is called RE Digital. And so what we specifically do is we help real estate agents with their websites, social media platforms, real estate YouTube channels, and Google business profiles. And when I say help is with their website, we build them custom sites. With the help of Showcase and your guys' awesome tool, we provide them an integrated IDX. We also provide them custom content pages for each of their specific markets. We provide search engine optimization. And we also show them how to market the website, right? Because so one of the big reasons why I started RE Digital, you know, when I did a few years back, was a lot of agents have always come to me and are like, Elder, you know, like I bought all these tools, I have all this stuff set up online, but like no one really shows me how to use it. Like, where do I go from here? Right. So at RE Digital, we not only provide you the website, but then we also show you how to market it. And then what happens is once we do that, we show you how to use social media properly, right? And what do I mean by social media? The platforms that we specifically focus on are like Facebook and Instagram or Meta, TikTok, Twitter, and then LinkedIn. We show you how to make sure all your platforms are optimized. We give you coaching on what content does very well. We also help you as far as updating the platforms and adding content at least 3 to 5 times a day, because that's kind of like the secret sauce that we're seeing right now when it comes to social media. And then we take all of that kind of same cadence to your YouTube channel, right? So we'll optimize your channel. We'll optimize your videos. We'll also provide you with coaching on which videos are doing really well. Once you load up your videos, I'll make sure all the descriptions, all the hashtags, all the keywords, all the tags are doing well. And then because the whole goal with YouTube is obviously to get you in front of people that are specifically looking for your services. And then the final step, or like what I always like to tell everybody, like the birthday candle in the cake, is that Google business profile, right? Because like the Google business profiles right now are just a huge, huge opportunity for real estate agents to generate not only like leads or get in front of people that are looking for their services, but most importantly, like listing leads, right? Like we've seen this whole evolution with the whole local SEO and these Google business profiles. And so we're seeing that whole like real estate agent near me, like, you know, agent near me, real estate brokerage near me. And those type of searches are catered for that Google business profile. So we make sure your profile is optimized, has photos, an intro video, content, reviews. At the end of the day, our goal is across all those platforms to put you in the best possible position to get in front of people that are looking to buy, sell, or invest in real estate. And then as far as my background, because I know a lot of times people say, man, Elder, like, how'd you get into this stuff? like, what made you get into this? So I was in the Marine Corps for 8 years, and I kind of got my start there as kind of like within technology. I was a network engineer. And then when I got out the Marine Corps, I actually worked for a company called yellowpages.com. Mm-hmm. This was back in like 2005, 2006, right? When like we really saw like the evolution of like Google AdWords and Google pay-per-click, right? And yellowpages.com, when I was there, they were selling these click packages. And then I kind of started working with this real estate brokerage out there in Las Vegas. And I noticed that they had like this little IDX kind of home search on their website. So I remember going to like one of the development guys and I was like, hey, can we run ads to where it drops them on their home search? Because what they were doing before, they were just dropping them on the homepage, right? And you know, like, if you go online and like you're looking for like information about properties, the faster I can give that to you, not only the better service you're providing the user, but also the better lead quality you're going to generate, right? So at yellowpages.com, they started doing like these Google ads or PPC and dropping people on like the home search on these real estate websites, and it just blew up, right? So, and that's when I kind of got my start within like the real estate digital marketing space. So I was there, and then over the past 20 years, I've personally worked with 4,000 real estate agents and brokers on their websites, on their social media, on their YouTube channel, on their Google business profiles, on their CRMs. Along that journey, I've also worked and consulted for companies like Zillow, Ylopo, Luxury Presence, iHouse Web, Inside Real Estate. They're the guys that do like the KV Core for all the EXP folks tuning in. I know Inside Real Estate just bought Boomtown as well. I also have worked with clients and agents that have like Chime, Sierra Interactive, and you know, Brivity and Commissions Inc. and you know, all those platforms as well. And then obviously our partnership with you guys, the whole Showcase and stuff. So all my guys are using the Showcase. So pretty much in a sense, when it comes to real estate technology or digital marketing, I've either tinkered with it or played with it in some form, way, or fashion. Yeah.
So what motivated you, or what motivated you in general working with real estate agents? Because normally people have a background selling real estate and then they get into this side of things. Is it just helping as many people as possible? That's the kind of vibe I get from you. You don't kind of have the passion you have without genuinely caring about the people you're working with.
Man, that's a great question. And it actually is. So I was actually at one of those organizations as a consultant one time. And what they would do is, a lot of times, if you had like a broker call in that was going to, you know, buy a good size package, they would set up like almost like a marketing call with like your consultant, right? And that would be me. And I would get on the line and kind of just talk marketing with them. I talk websites and SEO and CRM. So I had this really good guy, this broker in Las Vegas, and he bought one of these mega packages. And it turns out he was a Marine. So me and him just hit it off. And so I gave him all my contact info. I was like, look, man, after you buy this thing, if you ever have questions or need anything, you know, give me a call, man. I definitely would love to help you out. So what happened was, he bought the package, and then literally like 2 weeks later, I get a call from him. He's like, look, man, I bought this mega package. I'm paying like 10 grand a month. Like, what am I doing? Like, what do I do with this, right? And so I was like, what do you mean? He was like, Elder, I'm lost, man. He goes, me, I'm sitting here with my assistant. Like, I'm in the back end. Like, I'm trying to put these leads in. They're telling me to do these like capture pages. They're telling me to set up this Facebook plugin. Like what am I doing? Like, what are, they want meta tags and keywords. like I don't know what all this is, right? So I was like, you know what, man? Let me help you out. And so he actually was one of my very first clients. I still work with him to this day. I've been consulting him for almost 10 years now. And so that's what really got me into this business. And honestly, like starting my own agency, is because there's a lot of really cool real estate agents out there that are awesome at real estate. But then when it comes to like the website or like the marketing piece, they just don't know where to go, right? Like, they buy and they spend their hard-earned money on all these expensive tools. And like, you know, there's a lot of really cool tools out there, but you got to use them, right? Like, you got to sync them up. You got to make them talk to each other. They got to be delivering the same message. And so that's why I like, I tell people, I love my job. I love what I do, man. I feel all I do all day is play with websites, play with social media platforms, play with YouTube channels, and just kind of make it all work and kind of deliver the same message. But that's where my passions come from, man, is because along this journey, I've met some really cool people who are like, really, and like really, and these really good agents, like really are big, you know, big on helping people buy, sell, invest in real estate, you know, accomplish the American dream and all that. They just need a little bit of help, man. And so, and honestly, I love it, man. Like, I was one of those guys that caught on really early to like how this internet was going to be huge, right? Like, people doing searches, looking for a service, and then putting them in contact with the people that can offer them the best service, right? So, yeah.
So I kind of want to go the social media route. I'm glad you just kind of said that, because the content you put out is really kind of like nuts and bolts in the trenches, like talking specifically about how to use reels on Instagram and that kind of thing. I felt that's something that agents, like you said, kind of will miss the mark on sometimes, or just don't understand how or what kind of content. Because I think the misconception is I should just be posting stuff about real estate. Can you talk a little bit about some of the tactics you help your clients with, and some things that some of our listeners can kind of implement like now to help with their social media?
Yeah, definitely. And you know, that's funny. A lot of times I feel when it comes to like social media and then like also the YouTube and the video content, a lot of these reels today just are like Elder, like where do I go? Like what do I do? Right. And I always tell them, well, the one thing is the beauty about the internet, there's tools out there too to help you out, right? Like there's a really cool website out there called answerthepublic.com. And it's a really cool website. It's by a guy named Neil Patel. He's one of those SEO guru guys. But what Answer the Public does is you can literally put in like in the search, like, for example, I live in Huntington Beach, right? I could put in like Huntington Beach real estate and it would give me like 300 questions or topics that people are searching or that are trending on the internet right now, right? So it's pretty cool. So it's called answerthepublic.com. So I always tell folks that, you know, if you ever like can't get a hold of me and you're lost and you just look, you want to do some videos, you want to start cranking some out, that's a great resource, right? Answerthepublic.com. Like I don't work for them or anything. It's a really cool free tool out there that I use for my business, right? If I'm like, hey, real estate marketing, and it'll give me 300 topics, right? Of like, that are really cool videos, right? But so that's a good website to help agents out with just as far as a tool. But then as far as some of the coaching or like some of the tactics that I tell them is like, think about it. Like if it was you moving to that area, right? Like what would you want to get information on? Yes. If I was moving to Huntington Beach, obviously I want information on like all the new listings, any listings that might have had a price reduction. But I also want to know, like, tell me about Huntington Beach, right? Like give me some of the cool restaurants, you know, like give me some of like maybe some of the areas with the best school districts, you know, or the schools for my kid, right? Maybe give me some of the areas that where I might be able to like, cause you know, Huntington Beach is very, you know, close together. Like, are there pockets of properties where I might get a little bigger of a backyard or, you know, I might have the ability to even put a basketball court, like in my driveway, right? Like talk to me about the community. Talk to me about some of the local businesses. Talk to me about some of the events that are going on, right? Like, yes, you definitely want to keep it very information point when it comes to real estate, right? Like I want to know about all the new listings. Yeah. I want to know if there's a price reduction. Like, why is that happening? I want to know when homes are selling, because if a property sells, it affects the pocket, right? That property is in, right? I definitely want to know if like there's new developments going on, right? Let me know like what days. I know on Thursdays downtown, they have like this little, like kind of like the little like food, like a farmer's market. Like when is that? Like what, who's there? Like what restaurants are downtown? They just opened up a new restaurant down at the end of the pier. Like what's that like, you know, like doing it. And, you know, also getting those guys involved. Like I challenge all my realtors to go out to those like small business owners, interview them, talk to them about their business, you know, get to know them, really become like a staple in that community, like an information resource, right? That way, if I'm moving to Huntington Beach, like pretty much every question that I may have, like about where to go for dinner, or maybe where to sign up Billy for soccer, or like what schools I might even check out, like I can watch your channel or I can see your reels and get information on that, on top of getting information, you know, when it comes to like real estate. And then also, when it comes to real estate, I always tell my agents, the average buyer, seller, investor, they don't know what you know, right? So talk about about staging property, right? Like talk about the steps leading up to a home purchase. Talk about like, you know, like I have all my agents do like a, if they're doing an open house, do an open house announcement video, do a video at the open house, do a video after the open house. How did it go? Like, what was the turnout? Like, who'd you talk to? Right. Like all of that can be recorded. And at the end of the day, like, don't be afraid to show your personality, right? Like a lot of agents I feel are just so worried about their videos and their reels being perfect. And I always tell them, I go on YouTube right now, go on reels. What reels are getting all the views, right? It's the ones with like, you know, people laughing and having a good time. Like yeah. When I even do my videos, like at the end, I'll be like, hey, let me know if you like my voice, or leave me a comment. Was I funny enough? You know, just be yourself, show your personality, because that's what people really, really remember, right? Because the beauty of like these reels on social media, or whether you're doing these, you know, vertical videos, these shorts on YouTube, which have exploded, you know, is all of that is because they're getting to know you a little bit, right? Like, if you can get people to start watching your reels over and over and over, the beauty for the consumer, for the buyer, seller, investor is you're providing all this valuable information and they're feeling they're getting to know you. But the beauty for you as the real estate agent is when they do fill out that lead capture form or when they do reach out to you, it's a super warm call, right? It's like, hey, Elder, man, I've been watching your videos. Dude, you crack me up. You really know Huntington Beach, man. But man, you're awesome. Keep it going. But by the way, I had a quick question about 12345 Awesome Street, man. Like, can you tell me a little bit about that property? You know, it's such a different conversation. It's such a different lead. But you just have to do the work in the beginning, right? So, like, the reels, right? Like, be personable, involve the community, talk about some restaurants, talk about some hotspots, along with also all that real estate info that you already know as an agent.
Do you feel like the agent has to be on camera for these reels? Because some of the agents I speak to, they're apprehensive about being on camera. I myself don't like being on camera. I'm just fond of doing this now on camera. But so my suggestion is often create content that doesn't have you on camera, but could have your voice or could have some captions on there that show your personality in writing. Do you have like kind of data of engagement and stuff like that that shows otherwise, or do you kind of agree with that sentiment that your personality doesn't have to be you on camera? Because I think that holds a lot of agents back.
Yeah, so that's a great question, right? And so it was funny. It was actually one of the articles by Google, which is why I do a lot of on-camera stuff. Yeah. And it said, like, if your face is on camera, you get like 72% more engagement, right? So I always tell folks that I get the whole, like, not being in front of the camera might be a little bit nerve-wracking. And it's funny, before we had our call here or our meeting here, I was actually working with an agent and she sent me a bunch of her videos and she asked me the same thing. She was like, Elder, do I have to be on camera? And I was like, it does help with the engagement, right? I mean, 72% is a pretty huge number. However, I always say, folks, do like maybe even a soft intro, maybe just do a quick intro with your face there, because I do understand that like a lot of folks don't like being on camera, but just like I tell them at the end of the day, if you being on camera is really that uncomfortable, absolutely, man, like grab the phone and just go ahead and like start, you know, walking around the neighborhood or like walk around, like, so just realtor that I'm working with now, she's in Jacksonville, Florida, right? Which has these beautiful beaches, right? And I was like, and she just did a video where she just grabbed her phone and just described some of the properties along the beach, right? And we literally launched that video last week and she's already got over 2,500 views, right? Why? Because it's the beach, man. You know what I mean? And she's really knowledgeable. Like she's talking about like, okay, that home right there. And she, okay, that home right there. And you could even see people were asking comments like, hey, did that home sell? She's 1 week, 2,500 views. So no, I tell people, yes, it does help to be in front of the camera. But at the end of the day, if you got that good content, if you really know your business, can you get away with doing kind of like those, you know, behind the scene, you know, kind of like voice overviews and stuff like that? If the knowledge is there, people will watch them. Because another trend I'm seeing a lot now when it comes to these reels that's doing really well are like these realtors that, you know, they have their little holder for their phone on their car and they'll drive around the neighborhood, right? And they'll kind of just like talk about it, man. And those videos do really well, right? Like one guy I seen, he actually just sent me his video. We're editing it in right now. He was like, hey, driving around, and he kind of just talked about the area. He was like, okay, there's the high school. Oh man, I wish these kids would hurry up and cross the car. You know what I mean? And then he's like, okay, got it. Oh, he goes, oh, look at this beautiful park. Look at that. Look how beautiful. And same thing, videos, like I think it's been out there a couple of weeks. And man, I think he's somewhere around 3,000 views, right? And all it is him just driving around in his car, but he has the phone on his dashboard right there, just talking about the neighborhood, talking about the schools, talking about the parks, talking about some of like the local watering holes and kind of like some of like the local cool places for brunch and stuff. And that video was going through the roof. And he's already told me he's gotten a few leads from it, like some really warm leads off of that video. Yeah.
So are you of the mindset that people should be, because you mentioned earlier, Meta, TikTok, LinkedIn, should agents be posting on all of those platforms, or do you think they should dial in and focus on just one and make one their niche? Because it is very time consuming. So is there kind of a balance you think they should strike there?
Yeah, I mean, so like I always tell everyone, if you are a real estate agent and you consistently just posted to like Facebook and Instagram or Meta, you would crush it, right? Because we know like most folks are either like a Facebook person or an Instagram person, right? Yeah. So if you can develop some type of cadence, you know, where you're doing 3 to 5 posts a day, whether it's a video, a picture, a reel on those platforms, then you're going to do really well. Yes, if you, you know, kind of the whole, you know, the whole more poles in the lake, get more fish, right? Like, yes, if you expand the Twitter, which, you know, with the, you know, Elon Musk purchasing Twitter, I think it's going to grow, and I don't know which direction he's taking that platform yet, but when a guy with that much money kind of invests in a platform, I think there is going to be some cool stuff down the horizon, you know, coming in the future down there. So I tell everyone, at least go on there, Twitter, get your profile verified. LinkedIn has been a pretty good opportunity as well, because they still don't penalize you if you use like links and drive them to your website, right? They don't penalize you for that like a lot of these other social media platforms. And then we've saw the evolution of TikTok with the videos and stuff like that. But I tell all of my agents, I go, at the very least, I always, if it was me and I only had time for like one platform, I would do Meta. Because I think with Meta, Facebook and Instagram, number one, it's the biggest, and it's the biggest social media platform in the history of the internet, right? There's, I mean, doesn't matter which research you pull or which data you're looking at all across all these articles and publications. If you combine the Facebook and Instagram, not only client or like user count and time on site, all that stuff, Meta beats them all, right? And you can kind of see what Facebook and Meta Meta does is all this stuff that these other platforms do, they do too, right? Like, yeah, you can do reels on there. You can do videos on there. You can do posts on there. They got the groups, right? They got the mixes on Instagram now. So like, to me, if I only could focus on one social media platform right now, because like you said, it's very time consuming, then yes, I would. For, I have all my folks that go, if we could just, from a social media standpoint, just really crush it on Meta, you would definitely be in that upper echelon. Because along those same lines, Paulo, I'll tell you this, as much as these real estate agents, like if when I talk to a real estate agent, I kind of, you know, we get them going, a lot of them are like, well, isn't everyone on like Facebook? Isn't everyone on Instagram? Everyone might have an Instagram or Facebook profile, but according to Instagram, right, less than 32% of agents are actively using Instagram properly for their business, right? So less than 32% of that, right? So just think about that. If you're an agent, right, today, and you're watching this video from your sales meeting, right, and there's like 20 of you guys in an office, there might be 6 guys in there using Instagram properly, right? Which means there's a huge opportunity for you as a real estate agent on Instagram, on Facebook. And those algorithms are constantly changing and constantly shifting, right? Like every day I go on Facebook, they're like adding into, like now they're having the stories where you got to play them, right? And so that way people can see, you know what I mean? They're always adding new updates. They're just like, you know, like Meta with the reels. Now you can do the mixes and you can do, so there's always really new cool tools going on just on that platform. Like, do I have clients that do them all and are crushing it on LinkedIn and are doing well on TikToks? And I have some that are really active on Twitter as well. Yes, but across the board, where I see the most bang for your buck when it comes to time spent and actually generating business transactions, it comes from Meta. So that's where I would start.
And this is all organic content, or are you having people like boost some of their posts or do paid ads? You mentioned posting three to five times a day, you said was like the sweet yes. spot. So that's just pure organic.
Yeah. So, I mean, if they have the budget, I'm a big fan of Boost, right? Cause the cost per click is just super low. I mean, it's inexpensive, right? Like, I recently did a little boost. So one of my agents just got a brand new listing. We just boosted it. I think we spent $25 and the guy generated like 62 leads, right? It was just, so like the cost per click on there, the cost per lead on Facebook is very well priced, even though they've said that the prices, I know last year the prices they said had went up a little bit, but I literally just ran a campaign for an agent here in a very competitive market in Los Angeles. We spent $25. It was a very simple little boost that we did. We said, you know, new listing, city, state, Four beds, two baths, square footage. Check it out. Won't last. Put the link in there. Did a boost. The guy got something. I think it was in total like almost 70 leads off $25. Right. So, and that's all we did. Right. I didn't, there wasn't a lot of optimization going on in the back end. I just did a boost and threw it up there. Right. So, but no, to answer your question, that's the beauty of Reels right now, is because Reels give you that opportunity to get found organically, right? Because if we look at the way Facebook and Instagram kind of have, or specifically Facebook, like when Facebook first came out, you went on there and like what all those marketers did, we added everybody, right? And then we created all these accounts, and then we would just grab links and throw them on there 10, 20 times a day, and everyone saw your post, right? Yeah. And then we saw that you had to start doing ads or boosts to get those posts found, right? And that's kind of, we've kind of been in that space, unless you did a post that like got a lot of interaction or got a lot of, you know, likes and stuff, or people like left a lot of comments or shared it for you. Other than that happening, you had to spend boost or ad budget, right, to get your post. But now with these Reels, and it comes directly from Facebook or Meta, you can go on their website and their forums, and they'll tell you, if you do a Reel and people are looking at it, right, they're looking at the entire Reel, people are spending time on them, they will start showing that Reel to people who are not one of your friends, right, who are interested in your services. And why can they do that? It's because, like I tell everyone, Meta has more data on us than any other social media platform in the history of the internet, right? Like, they know what we're clicking on. They know what we're looking at. They know what we're interested in. They know what our friends are looking on. So it's kind of created these profiles on us. So now it can take your Reel, if it has really good content, and it'll showcase it to people that might be interested in your services. And that kind of goes back to your question earlier, is why would I spend more time on Meta than any other platform? Because when it comes to marketing nowadays, with all the data on there, there's ways to get your stuff in front of people who are looking for your services, honestly, and not having to pay for it. And Reels is a great example of how you can do that on social media.
Yeah, it's funny. One of my friends, she often will get 1 or 2,000, maybe 3,000 views on her Reels. She used a Beyonce song for one of them, and it like blew up, had like 30, 40,000 views.
Just yeah. On it. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's the little tricks people could try, I guess. So, you know, I'm not brand new. So I'm an agent. I'm coming to you. I've really done nothing on social media. You know, I post a picture every now and again if I have a listing. If I'm doing this 3 to 5 posts a day, I'm following the plan you put in place, what kind of growth should I expect to see? I mean, I'm sure you're going to say it's situational and all that, because that's often what it is. But I know people get very discouraged from this. And I think they often also think it's purely about the numbers, right? And I often tell people, you may have someone who has, you know, 50,000 followers, but they only have 100 likes in their pictures. Having 100 people that follow you and having 20 likes is actually better, because it's obviously better conversion rate. What is success to you, and what could people expect after, say, 6 months of following this kind of stuff?
Yeah, so I mean, most folks, right, if they stick to like a consistent program, I think initially, right off the bat, like you said, like you're new to real estate, or let's just say you've been in real estate, but you haven't really used social media to your advantage. Yeah, like, and that is really common. And I'll tell you, a lot of the agents that are reaching out to me now, I hear, Elder, I've been in real estate 10, 15, 20 years. I got this really big referral network. I've pretty much always gotten stuff off referrals, but now everyone's telling me to do a website, do social media, right? Do YouTube, Google Business Profile. Like, what is that, right? So I always tell them, when we go to social media, just kind of almost letting them know now that you got stuff online, right? So like one of the first posts I ever have folks do when they start working with them, once we get their website set up, is, hey, I just updated my website. Let me know what you guys think, right? And if you're that new agent who's never really used social media, that right there usually gets you in conversations about real estate. Every single time I have one of those agents who literally have not been that active on social media, just do something like to that effect. Like, hey guys, I just updated my website. I'm joining the digital marketing boom, you know, like a little joke in there, like, check out my website. Just give me some feedback. What do you guys think? Every time I have an agent do that, they get someone that goes, oh my God, that's so cool. By the way, so-and-so needs help. By the way, I was looking at selling my home. By the way, right? You usually get that some type of interaction going, right? But typically I tell folks, if you do consistent posts, right? 3 to 5 times a day. We're talking a reel, maybe an image, and then like a content post, right? And then maybe even throw some posts in there about the community. And then also go on there yourselves, right? Whether it's like, hey, you know, I'm at the park, or hey, I'm, you know, hanging out with the dog, you know, letting them know that you're a human being. I usually see success within 3 to 6 months if you consistently stay with it. The folks that don't have success, I'll be frank with you, are do what unfortunately a lot of folks have done in the past is they'll be like, man, I tried Facebook for 2 weeks. It sucks. I'm like, a whole 2 weeks, huh? Like, you were out there a whole 2 weeks and they weren't. And I think that's the problem is that, like, and I'm sure, you know, you could speak this as well, but whether it's your website, whether it's social media, whether it's YouTube, whether it's Google Business Profiles, a lot of the heavy hitters, right, when I, you know, that are doing that, are crushing it all over the internet, they'll tell you like, oh, we know this is the long game, right? We know that if I get a name, an email, and a phone number today, I might not do business with that guy for 9 months, right? If that guy clicks on my website, or if that guy clicks on my Facebook post today, I might not do business from it with a year. So that's why I tell folks, yes, within 3 to 6 months, you should see some type of interaction. You should see some type of folks like liking your stuff, interacting with you, asking you questions. But it is the long game, right? Have I had real estate agents like, you know, come on board and do a post pretty quickly, like, hey, I just updated my website, let me know what you guys think. And then they're like, oh my God, I'm so glad, I forgot you were a realtor. Yeah. Hey, yeah. My brother's looking to buy a home. Can you help him? Does that happen? Absolutely, without a doubt. But I tell them, give yourself that 3 to 6. And like I said, your market, it depends on your market, on your area, and kind of, you know, all that good stuff as well. But that 3 to 6 month window, if you can consistently do that, you will, at the very least, get some stuff that'll motivate you to keep going, right? Whether it's folks reaching out to you and are like, hey, cool website. You know what? I'm not ready today, but can you put me on your tickler file to follow up with me in 3 months? Or you know what? Man, like right now, right? The holidays just happened. Like, man, I can't even make my car payment. But maybe in 6 months I'll be ready. You know, stuff like that, right? And then the beauty of it is, With these tools like the Facebook Pixel and all this, you know, retargeting that's out there, you could take that name, email, phone number, drop them into your CRM, and then just start retargeting them and start giving them information that when they are ready to buy, sell, or invest, boom, you're their point of contact when it comes to real estate. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I often reflect on my time as an agent, and I wish that I had not spent the money I spent on, you know, these lead generating companies, you know, spending $400 or $500 a month on a guaranteed amount of leads and certain zip codes. I wish I had put that money towards a coach like that, because I think that would have been more valuable in the long run, because it's the times where you start, and I did it too. You're really enthusiastic. I was part of a real estate bootcamp, Joshua Smith's one. You know Joshua Smith?
Yeah.
So I did his. I was, you know, really enthusiastic of doing everything because I had that accountability, right? And then that stopped, and it was only three months, yeah. So I wasn't seeing the kind of engagement I would have hoped. So I kind of petered out. I lost enthusiasm. I lost kind of hope of succeeding with it. But having a coach, having someone that holds you accountable and saying, no, keep stay with the program. You're gonna get there, I think is more valuable than trying to get a bunch of names and numbers that you may not even know what to do with because you haven't been putting stuff into practice. So that's something I encourage agents to kind of invest in if they have the funds, because I think that's more valuable than getting leads.
Yeah, no, I agree too, man. And I think also is, I think there's so many tools out there already that if you just maximize those tools, right, you could generate business, right? Like we even talked about it, like when I bring an agent on, right? I mean, and we get them set up with the website, and then, you know, we incorporate the Showcase IDX, just showing them all I could do with all the little links, whether it's a blog post, whether it's Boost, whether it's just showing those posts on like LinkedIn, right? Like a lot of my agents, like whenever they get a new listing, I grab it from the MLS and I tell them, go throw it on LinkedIn, do a quick little, hey, brand new listing in my market, click on this link to check it out. That you already have that stuff set up. That post was free. And then you'll see 200 views, 200, you know what I mean? So, and then like, just like even like your social media, like Facebook and Instagram, right? Like going on there and just letting people know you got this website, kind of doing the reels, you know, doing the picture posts, all of that is just a little bit of time. But I think it does a couple of things. Number one, it almost shows you how to market your business. And then number two, it gets you comfortable with generating business off of the internet, right? Because I think one of the biggest issues a lot of agents have is they don't even know how to work an internet lead, right? Like, I get a lot of calls from real estate agents who are ready, like you said, to throw $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 on a PPC or like an AdWords campaign. And yeah. I'm like, have you ever even worked an internet lead, right? Like, you want to throw $5,000 on pay-per-click, right? Because, and I'm like, but when these leads start coming in, like, have you even worked your CRM? Do you know how the IDX is going to flow? Do you know, like what's happening in the back end with all that stuff? Like, understanding all of that to me is just as important as actually generating the lead itself.
Yeah, I agree.
Yep.
Yeah, and that's what I like about what you do is that you're coaching people how to do this. You know, it's not just, we're going to do this service for you. And then if someone can't pay it anymore, they're still like, oh, crap, I don't know what to do now. You're actually showing them how to do it and helping them be consistent with it. I think that's great.
Yeah, absolutely. And what's funny is a lot of them will pick, like, so I have a client who a year ago couldn't even, like, sending emails and stuff might have been too techy for her, right? But now she's doing videos, building thumbnails, creating playlists, and she's absolutely, like, crushing it on YouTube. And what do I mean by crushing it? Like, 20 to 30 quality leads a month. Yes, it did take the full year. Yes, she did do, 3 to 5 videos every week, right? Like a long form video. And then she would take that and kind of break it up into, it was before shorts, right? But now we're doing a bunch of shorts and stuff. So yeah, she was doing her 3 videos a week, a long form video. And then back then I had her doing a couple of shorter videos, like 3 minutes and stuff. And because, like I said, it was before shorts, and it did take a year, right, to get her where she's at. But now she specifically can track 5 transactions over the past year, specifically to YouTube, right? And she's in a very competitive market, like properties, $1 million, between $1 million and $3 million, 5 transactions from a YouTube where she didn't do no advertising. Yeah. She didn't do no ad, but all she did was do her 3 videos a week, and she just kept learning, right? And it's funny, like, she'll make a joke too, because when she first started doing her videos, she did not want to get on camera. Now she's doing videos about, like, staging, and she's like, did a video during the holidays, like, let me show you how to make the house look super cool for Christmas. Like, she's doing all this stuff, and you're just seeing the views go up, the subscribers go up, the average view duration go through the roof. So yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I think that's the sad thing. So it's like, you're always that one video, that one post away from, like, turning the corner, and sometimes agents just don't get there. They're gonna give up.
And agreed.
It's heartbreaking, you know, because just keep going. You never know when that post is going to come.
100%. Yep.
Yeah. Well, Matt, we should wrap it up. I'm trying to be consistent with the timing of these episodes. I know we could talk about this all day. Anything else you want to share with everybody before we call it quits?
Yeah, like, I think, I mean, so a lot of times people ask me, Elder, like, what's the secret sauce, man? Like, give it to me, man. What should I be doing? And I always tell them, if there's a couple of things or a couple of trends that I think are going to be huge in 2023, is number one is we saw Google come out with this whole helpful content update when it comes to their website, right? So in a sense, like, Google wants the content on your website to, yes, be informative, but also, you know, get to the point a little bit, right? Like, the days of having these long dissertations on content on your website for SEO purposes are gone, right? So I always tell folks, number one, go back to your website, update the content on your homepage. If there's ways to condense it a little bit, to get to the point a little bit quicker, definitely do that, right? Because Google's making a big push for that, to kind of, we saw, like, the quick read update and stuff like that, to where it's actually, you know, really helping websites out that not only provide good information, but also are getting to the point a little bit quicker, right? So that's a big thing. Like, so if I was a real estate agent, I'd go back to my website, any content that I could condense or kind of, you know, get to the point a little bit quicker, I could definitely do that. And also make sure the content on your homepage is updated, right? Because a crazy statistic I saw, like, this was back, I want to say, like, in November, when it came to real estate websites, like, almost like 80% of them, the content on the homepage was outdated, which is crazy, right? I mean, so yeah, that's huge, right? I also think the other trend I'm seeing right now, big time, are those reels that we talked about, man. Like, it's been so long to where you had the ability to get organic ranking on Facebook and Instagram, right? I don't know how long it's going to be like this. Me and you both know that typically when folks start making money with a service, they start charging you for it, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, hey, Facebook and Instagram, Mr. Zuckerberg, he's not a dumb guy, right? So it's like, hey, take advantage of these reels now because it's hot and you can make money with them right now. Right? I mean, you can get in front of people organically without paying for anything who are looking for your services. So that's number two. And then I think number three is just kind of along the same things with these vertical videos that YouTube Shorts is going to be, I think it's just huge, right? I mean, they're at 1.4 billion users on YouTube Shorts, right? Like, when were Shorts released? Like, 3, maybe 4 months ago?
Yeah,
maybe?
I consume a lot of the content on there, yeah.
1.4 billion users. I mean, that's we've never seen the growth of a platform like that, like, in the history of the internet, right? So, definitely go to YouTube, start doing those vertical Shorts. Even if you're uncomfortable, just start shooting them, start making them, because I can tell you right now, it's shortening the actual time frame from when you start your channel and start seeing benefits to when it was before. Because, you know, if I would have talked to you 5 years ago, I would have said, hey, we need to get you to 1,000 subscribers, keep doing videos, share your channel. Because until you had 1,000 subscribers on YouTube, you really didn't have a chance to get any type of business. But now we're seeing these new channels get you know, they get built. People start doing videos. And if enough people see your video, right, they click on it and view the video, boom, YouTube will start the algorithm will start showcasing it to people that want to see your service. Now you throw Shorts into the mix. I have, like I said, agents in very, very competitive markets working with buyers and sellers within a couple of months, all because of Shorts. It's amazing what's out there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you for joining us, man. I really appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. This was awesome.
Yeah. All right. Maybe we'll do this again soon.
That was great. All right.